Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here we go at 4 o'clock. Welcome back to it. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. I'm assuming, Scrape, that this is serving as our happy hour today, since the 5 o'clock segment will be a reprise of today's Padre Roundtable, a commercial-free hour of all nothing but Padre talk. Coming up for you between 5 and 6. This hour, happy hour as it were, brought to you by GL Pools, swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball's back. So is swim season. Call now. Mention this word, radio. Get a free month of pool service. That's GL Pools. Your guy, Paul Skeens today.
Rough
with a career low, 2 strikeouts is all he recorded this afternoon. In fact, he gave up more home runs than strikeouts, and the Pirates lost to the Cubs, and now the Padres will take the Cubs' place in Pittsburgh, taking on the Pirates tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday.
I guess they had a huge storm in Pittsburgh, and it knocked down a bunch of stuff.
Haven't checked the weather report. For Pittsburgh.
Let me do that because I am a really good weather person.
You're not bad.
Let's see here. Pittsburgh weather. Tomorrow, 76 with some rain. Saturday, 65 with some rain. Sunday, 70 with some rain. So rain every day.
Oh. All right. Padres will have to work their way around
Let's see. At 7 p.m., they're starting at 6:40. There's 44% chance of rain.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Boy.
Okay.
All right, Chris, let's get our show in as fast as possible so that...
Yeah, let's get out of here before they try to make us stay later tomorrow.
Oh, they wouldn't do that to
us,
would
never.
They?
They would never.
I might bring Lucky in tomorrow so I can't be here for 7 hours.
I'll tell you what, if they ask us to stay late, I'd be thrilled to.
Yes, me too, Chris.
There you go.
I would be so happy.
Yeah, you never know when the bosses might be listening. You got to throw that stuff in once in a while.
I didn't see any of them walk by, so I know they're listening.
They're listening. All right, let's go to Chris versus the Fans. We got trivia stuff to play. Let's do it.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself...
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, here's what you're playing for. You will be qualified for the grand prize. 2 tickets to either Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera in Las Vegas, plus a 2-night stay at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas and a $150 gift card. Get tickets for all 3 shows now at Ticketmaster.com. You're also going to win 2 tickets to Rodney Carrington at California Center for the Arts Escondido on August 29th. Get tickets now at artcenter.org. The rules: you have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you will get that question for free today. I don't know why I said it like that, but it sounded fun. Or it was fun.
Might as well have fun.
All right, let's go to our first contestant, Nancy. Hello, Nancy.
Hello. Oh, I was calling for a different reason.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to come back to you.
I like that. It's great.
Sean, I just tried it.
Are you explaining that to anyone? I don't know. Nancy didn't sound like she wanted to play.
Yeah, that's why I put her back on hold. That's why I put her back on hold. Okay. All right, let's go to Sean. Hello, Sean.
Sean.
Hello.
Hello. Coming in hot, Sean. Coming in hot.
Ready to play?
He's ready. I feel it.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. This is the loudest phone we've ever had on the air before.
I'll move it away.
Okay, it's all good. I've turned you down a little bit. Let's see. What? This is really easy. You should get this. What state is the city of Green Bay in?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
He's on it?
What are you doing over there?
Straightening my papers.
I guess so.
All right. I'm still the only human being on Earth who even puts notes on paper, as you know. Everybody
Maybe
else just looks
Earth,
at the computer screen.
In this room, yes.
Yes.
All right, but I do like to write things down because it's easier sometimes. All right, Sean, here we go. Question number two. What team, Major League team, has scored the most runs in a single game so far this season?
In a single game, I should know this. I'll go with the Cubs.
Cubbies! They did have a big game, but it is incorrect.
Ooh.
Stay right there, Sean.
I was going to guess the Cubs, so that would have been wrong.
Yes.
I thought they had 20 runs. Somebody had more than that. Good news for you, Sean. I can't think offhand who that would is, so how about the Yankees? Seemed like
they scored
solid
a ton of
guess,
runs too.
But probably not them. Yeah, Sean, you're still in there.
I think this happened last Friday.
And it was?
The Reds scored 20, or it was over the weekend. Reds scored 24 against the Orioles on like a Saturday.
You're right. Yeah, I forgot all about it. Very good. Sean, you're still in it.
Oh, yeah.
Still in it.
All right, here we go. Question number three. And I stole this from our good friend AJ Cassaville's newsletter this morning.
I never get any of those right, so.
Because they're really hard.
Yeah, they are.
But I think this one is doable today. Sean, which player for the Padres has had the most home runs through April in a single season? So basically, who in Padre history has hit the most home runs in the month of April?
At the end of April, he had the most ever.
Yes.
Fernando's got eight this year.
Sorry, say that again?
In a single season. So yes. Fernando has eight this year.
Yes.
Through April.
Who had more in Padres
Is anybody,
history?
Yeah, who has more and how, you know, who was it who had more than that through April?
Yeah, I feel like they put this up on I'm going to go with,
That's tough.
I'm going to say Will Myers, but
there
I think
go.
It was somebody else.
Hey, Will Myers. Will Myers isn't a bad guess. It is the incorrect answer, but stay right there, Sean.
I think it's the worst guess I've ever heard.
It's not. I was going to say, Fernando just passed him for total bases
right.
in the month of April.
Will had the total bases record, so it's actually a very good guess. I have no idea. Adrian Gonzalez, my guess.
I'm sorry, Sean.
I didn't even know. How many do you have?
There was no answer.
No answer to that.
No, but it was Adrian Gonzalez.
It was Adrian Gonzalez. Yeah. I don't even know why I thought of him.
I don't know why you did either.
I mean, he's one of the all-time Padre home run leaders, but for some reason, maybe I remember him having a hot April.
Maybe this is a very bad question, but is he kind of forgotten here in San Diego because he left and went elsewhere?
He shouldn't be. He's from Eastlake High School, and he is a San Diegan all the way.
Of course.
I think that, you know, because maybe he played for the Dodgers, people hold that against him. But no, I think Adrian Gonzalez not only should be better remembered, but I would say he's the all-time Padre first baseman. Who's better? Who would you go with?
I can't name anybody.
I can't either. So
Eric Hosmer?
Okay, move on. Sorry, Sean. Good try. That was a lucky guess on my part. It does happen.
All right, let's go. Oh, you know what? We need to go to our guy Brandon from the chat.
All right.
Hello, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Very good,
pretty
sir.
Good, pretty
Always
good.
Always good to have you aboard.
Here we go. Question number one, Brandon.
Here we go. You're not a first-time player, are you, Brandon?
Absolutely not.
All right, just have you ever, making sure.
Yeah, okay, never mind. I'm going to save time and go with the question instead. Brandon, okay. What Arizona Diamondback hit four home runs in a single game last week?
Eugenio. The last two times it's happened in baseball.
Diamondbacks.
Both times. Go figure.
Go figure is right.
It's only happened 19 times ever, which is fewer than the amount of perfect games.
Elisa says Hosmer is better at podcasts than first base. I do like his podcast. He's kind of a
podcaster. I thought she was going to say that he's better at podcasting than Adrian Gonzalez, but we don't know. Maybe Adrian is a sneaky good podcaster himself.
He doesn't have one, so we don't know.
That we don't know.
That I know of. All right, Brandon, here we go. Question number two. Which major league team has hit the most home runs in a single game this season?
Oh, come on. It's Gray Bay.
What?
I'm going to guess it's the Yankees.
Yeah, I would.
You are correct.
Yeah, they hit about nine. Yeah, they went crazy
against former pitcher Nestor Cortez.
Well, the first three were against him on the first three swings of the game. Very good, Brandon. Good memory there.
Here is question number three. There are three NFL teams to have never had the first overall pick in the draft.
Oh, God.
Name two of three.
Two of three that have never.
Just trying to go by memory here.
Yeah, I would have to.
I don't. You know what? Let's go with.
You can also pass.
Yeah, you know what? Pass.
Pass. Good call, Brandon.
Chris? I got to name two.
Yeah, name two of the three NFL teams to never have had the number one overall
pick.
Here's
one I feel good about.
Okay.
I don't know if it's right, but I feel good about it.
Okay.
I'm going to say the Ravens. Okay. I don't think they've been around long, you know, as long as everybody. And I don't ever remember them having a horrible season. Like, they're always, you know, mediocre, even when they're bad.
Gonzo guessed the Panthers, which is wrong, Gonzo.
Yeah, I think that was 2 years ago they had the first pick. So I'm going to say Ravens. Ravens is one. Broncos aren't bad. Cowboys? No, they had it. They had a 1-15 year. How about Ravens and Broncos? I don't have any other guesses.
Ravens and the Broncos.
Have no other guesses.
I cannot believe it.
What?
Sorry, Brandon.
They both
never had
the pick?
They've never had it.
I got them both?
The third team is the Sea Chickens.
The Sea Chickens.
The Seahawks. Yeah. I got in trouble the other day by a Seahawk fan saying my tongue.
Well, you know what? Seahawk fans, deal with it or get your own show because forevermore, Scraby's going to hate the Seahawks. It's just the way it goes. You have to live with that. Sorry about that.
All right. We got to go to tiebreaker.
Okay.
Who's our player today? Adrian Gonzalez.
Very good.
Let me get his numbers up real quick, and then we're going to go to the phones. Chris, give me a number 1 through 6.
5.
5 is Brad. Hello, Brad.
Hello.
Brad, I know Brad has played before the tiebreaker, so let me ask Chris the question. He's going to give me a number, and then Brad is going to tell me whether the actual number is higher or lower than what Chris said. I'm going to give you a tough one, Chris.
Thank you.
In 15 seasons... How many double plays did he ground into?
You actually have that stat somewhere?
Oh, yeah, GIDP.
What would be a lot? I don't even know how many is a lot. 10?
Just look at Xander Bogaerts.
10 per year? Is that I don't know. I say 10 per year, 150.
150. Yeah, all right, Brad.
No
is the actual
answer this.
Higher or lower?
I think it's higher.
Higher. Really? More than 10 per year?
Brad. It's correct.
He got it. Really?
Nice job, Brad.
Okay.
First contestant on a tiebreaker, and you get it.
Adrian Gonzalez?
207
get out of
GIDP.
Here. 207.
Yeah, his high was in 2011, where he had 28.
That is a ton. That, like, legal, is that a record?
I'm going to go look and see what last year, see what a player did last year's GIDP.
That's a lot of GIDPs, 28. All right, we got to take a break while you're looking.
Manny,
Manny led the league last year?
Manny did. He had 25. Marcelo Ozuna, 23.
Manny. Well, that's what happens when you hit the ball hard. It goes right to somebody. No, it's true. If you hit it hard right at somebody, it's a double play. Thank you, Brad. Stay on the line. More Gwen and Chris.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coming up, the Pottery Roundtable is coming up tonight between 5 and 6 p.m. That's a commercial-free hour of nothing but Padre talk. Scraby and I, Ben Higgins, will host. Thank you, Scraby, for fixing the camera that never wants to stay focused on where I'm sitting. Woodsy will be on, Paul Reindl, and Braden Surprenant. All six of us talking nothing but Padre baseball for a full hour. Quite a few topics today. One of them was whether or not the Padres should stick with the light-hitting catching duo of Elias Diaz.
I like this question today.
And Martin Maldonado. Now, I'm not going to give it all away. I was the only one, though, that said, yeah, bring up Campusano. Everybody else kind of said, not really a good idea. So, you know, we'll see where it goes.
I mean, none of us know.
Nobody knows for sure. Now Diaz, you know, the last two games he's got four hits and a home run. So if he keeps going 2-for-4, then this isn't even a question.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm looking it up right now. It's taking way too long. Whatever happened to quick computers? Maldonado's 9-for-43, 209.
Which he is better than what we thought.
Not really.
Through 30 games.
209 is about what he hits. One home run, two RBIs. Iglesias has 12 hits. He's hitting 214. Between them, they have one double and three home runs. Seven RBIs, and they're hitting, you know, 210. Campusano, to me, could do that with his eyes closed. But is Campusano the player that Mike Shildt wants to handle the pitching staff? And apparently not. Because there's been plenty of chance to recall Campusano. The guy's got a 1,000 OPS right now in AAA. He homered off Clayton Kershaw the other night in a rehab game. Well, Campusano, to me, that's worth a shot. But, you know, everyone's worried that if you, or at least all of you, were worried that if you change the catchers, the pitching will completely fall apart. So it's one of those questions that we go over in the roundtable today.
Yeah, and I think,
among others, but that's one of them.
And I'll leave a little bit to the imagination until the roundtable as well. But, Chris, one of the things that you said was not an admission, but you said, hey, if you're not going to use him, then trade him.
I did say that.
And it makes sense. Why are you going to hold on to a guy that you're not going to put in the big leagues?
It would also seem like he'd be of at least somewhat interest to a bunch of teams. Because a lot of teams would like to have a hitting catcher.
Are you kidding me? They would be like, oh, he's our project now. Great.
Let me correct that. Campusano is not a bona fide, guaranteed hitting catcher. Because he's been to the big leagues before and hasn't done that.
So is he, quote unquote, and I hate saying this, a 4A player?
Maybe.
Which means he's not good enough to be a major leaguer, but he's too good to be a AAA guy.
Could be perfect. Could be a perfect description of him. I don't know, but I bet you there's a team that would take him, and I think you could get something for him. If you're, you know, if you're totally down and out about him, that's okay. But anyway, that's part of it. The other conversation we have is what does the Padres do with Leo Dallas DeVries,
mm-hmm.
who not only had a 5-for-5 two-home run game with a cycle, but he's doing that almost every night, or, you know, similar stuff. He's just destroying, you know, the Fort Wayne single A thing.
Yeah.
Again, this time Braden supported me, but I said I wouldn't be adverse to bringing the guy up at some point. And, you know, you guys probably are right and said, no, he's 18. Give him time. I don't know. My argument in that one was that we are so worried about everybody's, you know, about their makeup.
Their mental makeup.
Right. If he comes up and he struggles and goes down to the minors again, he'll never have confidence.
I kind of agree with you on this point because you said that's not a thing. And
I think it's changed.
And you made a great point because you said in the NFL, rookie quarterbacks are starting right now all
right
the
away.
Time.
Yeah, different. It's different.
It's different, but I understand why you would want to bring him up. I just think he's so young. Why do you need to?
Because Bogarts could move to first and Rise could DH, and you'd be better. That's why.
I don't know.
Let's put it this way. You'd be better if DeVries could play short at the big league level, which is a big ask.
It is a big ask.
But and people say, well, I don't want to use him in a pennant race. These games are too important. Maybe he's just too young to know better. And the one advantage he was going to have is nobody's going to know how to pitch to him for at least the first month or so. Anyway.
Maybe when they expand the rosters at the end of the year, they bring him up. Maybe he's been so good throughout the year that they can't not bring him up.
Yeah. I mean, 18 is age is a number. Fernando came up. He wasn't very old.
No.
And everybody said, well, that's Fernando. Well, this kid's being talked about in that kind of vein.
Jackson Merrill was 20.
I mean, DeVries is being talked about as, what's his nickname?
The El Mutante.
The Mutant.
Which is a great nickname.
Right. So maybe he's different than the rest of these people.
He could be. He could be a generational player who doesn't seem to wilt.
Robin Yount was another one of my examples, and it's a long time ago, but he came up at 18 to play shortstop. He's in the Hall of Fame. You know, it didn't ruin his career. Anyway.
I agree.
These are kind of the things that we're talking about. You'll enjoy it in the roundtable.
I agree in this way, that it would be really fun to see what he could do at the big league level. But,
love it.
But as Tony's told us before, high A pitching and major league pitching is two different stories.
Totally agree with Tony Gwynn Jr. on that one. I can't argue that.
Yeah.
Yeah, single A in the big leagues?
And that's why I never got above low A, Chris.
Big jump. High A can be tough. Anyway, roundtable coming up. And then tomorrow morning, don't forget, tune in, 9 a.m., Ben and Woods. Put Mike Schilt's feet to the fire. No, they just have their coach's interview tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Brought to you by?
EcoWater SoCal.
Right, it's not in here. That's why I have to ask.
It's at 2:35, but here we go.
I mean, wait.
The manager's report.
I don't see it.
Is refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal keeping it soft since 1925.
I hate when you're right. It was there.
All
right. NBA playoffs. Will the Pistons and or the Clippers stay alive tonight? Stanley Cup. It's up to Ottawa. It's up to Minnesota. And it's also up to Colorado. And then the Kings. All four of those teams will be looking to stay alive. I've said this before, I'll say it one more time. I like Game 6s better than Game 7s. Why? Game 7, you know the outcome. Whoever wins, wins it. Game 6, either somebody's going to win the series, or somebody's going to force a Game 7. A little different.
Isn't there?
A little different.
Okay. All right.
It's not a winner-take-all. It's a winner take all for one team. The other team is desperate to stay alive. I always like that contrast.
The game sixes
are always really good.
The teams that are trying to stay alive.
Right. It just makes for an interesting dynamic to me. I like game sixes. I'll be watching a bunch of that tonight. In the meantime, we'll take a break for some traffic or commercials or whatever Scraby's got lined up over there.
Yes.
And then we got a big five. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what you have for that.
Me too.
Okay, well, I'll find out together.
Ben and Woods on the Fan.
All right, let's do one.
Charades.
Let's do charades.
This is the worst charade.
No, charades. This is great. Just do one.
Radio.
Just do one. Radio charades.
Okay, two words. First word, cheering, gleeful, fan.
Tying your shoe, pulling it up, eating it. Oh, eating it. Eating.
Anthony, really you're on Ben and Woods trying to save us from radio charades.
That was riveting, guys.
Listen to Ben and Woods weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan.
Ben and Woods, they're characters. We are characters as well on this show, and we eat well during the program when we are taken care of by our great friends at Spiro's Mediterranean. Tomorrow we have a short show, so don't be late. We're on from 2 to about 2:35 tomorrow. That's all. But in that time, we will have a visit with Tyler Wade. At least that is scheduled.
Scheduled, yes.
Padre center fielder Tyler Wade. Could be a part of the proceedings, should be part of the proceedings tomorrow. We'll look forward to that. Will Jackson Merrill be back? Scraby doesn't get the feeling he will. I'm saying never know with the Padres.
It's true.
They could spring him on us at any moment.
Absolutely can.
Yes.
And that will be welcome.
Yes. Action earlier today. Diamondbacks beat the Mets despite Juan Soto's first home run as a home player for the Mets.
He had two today.
Oh, he hit two today.
Yeah.
So now he has two home runs at home for the Mets.
Correct.
He had none prior to today.
Yep.
And they lost. The Reds' bullpen might be better than the Padres' bullpen right now. Well, right now it is.
Right now it is, yeah.
35 consecutive batters have been retired by the Reds' bullpen, including 15 in a row to close out a win over St. Louis today. Bobby Witt Jr. extending to a 22-game hitting streak. Royals win this afternoon. And one more note, Paul Skeens allows more home runs, 3, than he gets strikeouts, 2, in a loss to the Cubs. And now it is back to Scraby after traffic for the Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get right into it. And we're not going to start
number five
with the Padres today because it's an off day. We have the round table coming up. We're going to start with the Lakers. So I guess J.J. Redick answered some questions from the media this morning, which would be kind of tough to do, I would think, because I don't think you get much sleep after you get eliminated from the playoffs. But
yeah, but if you're an NBA coach, this is what you do.
This is part of your deal.
The day after the last game, everybody cleans out their locker, and
yeah,
you kind of go home for the summer, so or the winter, whatever it is. So yeah, you answer some questions. At least you're supposed to.
Well, Lakers head coach J.J. Redick and general manager Rob Pelinka answered a variety of questions about what went wrong, but one comment from Redick is already raising some eyebrows. The first-year coach mentioned that the Lakers roster must, quote, get in championship shape this offseason via multiple reporters reporting that. Redick also mentioned that multiple players were in, quote, phenomenal shape via The Athletic's Jovan Buha, but that others could have been in better shape. So everybody is pointing the finger saying he's talking about Luka. Chris, do you think he was talking about Luka?
I don't, but I think he's dumb if he doesn't think that all of us think he's talking about Luka. Like, he should have thought that through.
Yeah.
Because the whole idea was that Luka wasn't in shape. It's one of the reasons the Mavericks were willing to part with him.
Yeah.
Because he's not in as good a shape as he should be.
Yeah.
And now the Luka's new coach says, yeah, we weren't in the kind of shape we needed to be in. So I don't know that I doubt he was talking about Luka. I think he probably meant a few guys.
Okay.
But we're all going to think he's talking about Luka.
Yeah,
so that's very, you know, inexperienced of him. And I'm going to keep calling him inexperienced because that's what he is, even if he wants to fight against it. Badly outcoached last night. Badly. And I pointed all that out earlier in the show.
Yes,
so I won't go through it again.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think he was even talking about like actual conditioning. I think he's talking about getting championship shape by being ready to go the long haul in the playoffs. And again, not talking about people being out of shape. I just think this
physically
team,
out of
physically
shape.
Out of shape. This team just didn't have the necessary pieces for it to go to a championship. Rob Pelinka said after he said they need a new center or they need to build up the defense in the middle. But one of the funniest things I saw. Mark Williams, remember him? The Hornets center that...
they traded for and then sent him back.
Yeah, and he wasn't happy about it. He just tweeted out last night a smiling face emoji. So
sure.
Mark Williams is very happy about this.
Look, I said it before. I'll sneak it in again. Rudy Gobert should never get 27 points and 24 rebounds.
Yes.
But he can when you have no center and you don't guard him.
Yeah, so I don't really think that J.J. Redick was talking about physical shape.
But we're all going to think he's talking about Luka. That's on you, J.J., because you just created a firestorm that didn't even need to be there.
Exactly. And now he's going to have to answer those questions forever.
Not smart.
Not smart.
Number four.
Travis and Jason Kelce have an issue with how Shedeur Sanders was treated during the draft. Here's what they said on their New Heights podcast, and it's bleeped, but there are a lot of bleeps, so just be aware of that.
Of anonymous reports prior to the draft that his team interviews went poorly.
I think whoever's the f***ing anonymous person that's f***ing saying this should f***ing come out and say who they were and what...
Say it with your chest!
Like, what the f*** is that about? I'm not sure why he dropped, whether it was the interviews or whether it was stuff that they saw on film. What I saw on film, I thought he was a way higher pick, and I think that's all that should matter. I feel like this is going to be such a fresh start for him. I can see him working his ass off and becoming the starting quarterback in Cleveland at some point. For sure.
All right, that was Travis Kelce using a lot of swear words, Travis.
That's enough, Travis.
That's
you
a
know,
lot.
I know that in a podcast you're allowed to do that.
Oh, yeah.
But it's such an easy fallback.
It is.
Try to speak without it.
You know what?
Like, show me something.
I don't really... You know what listeners always say that's really weird is when they hear me swear for the first time because we don't swear on the air, ever.
Yeah, it's too simple.
It's
kind of my directive to rap music artists. I know they'll never listen to me. But how about writing one rap song without using foul language? It would stand out from the rest, would it not?
It would be boring, probably.
Okay, well, then maybe that's the problem.
Everybody try to go a day without swearing.
It's a challenge. See if you can do it.
I'm up first. Are we talking way too much about a fifth-round pick? Yes. We're talking way too much about a fifth-round pick. I'm already over the Shedeur Sanders stuff. I'm already done with it. Why are we still talking about this? As I ask a question about it in the Big Five, Chris. We're talking way too much about a fifth-round pick. All I care about at this point is whether or not he can actually play. And we'll see here very soon if he can. So, yes, we're talking way too much. Chris?
I don't think we are because this is one of the biggest stories that's ever happened in the draft. I mean, people that don't even care about football will say, why did Shedeur Sanders fall in the draft? It's a big deal to a lot of people. Because of who he is and what he was supposed to, be selected as. But the one thing I'll disagree with Travis Kelce and all his swearing is, why should it matter, he said, if the guy had a bad interview or was, rude to people?
I think it's the anonymous part that people don't like.
I don't like that either, but he also went on to say, what should it matter? I looked at his tape. He should have been drafted much higher. His tape is all that should matter. Disagree. I think if I'm going to give you first-round money, I think you ought to, in my mind, I'd like you to be a decent human being. And if you're going to treat me like crap in the interview, I'm not going to overlook that and make you part of my team and give you $20 million signing bonus. I think it should matter. I'm not saying that Shedeur was bad, by the way, in interviews. It was rumored that way. I don't know. But I'm just disagreeing with Travis's claim that it shouldn't matter. I think it should.
It definitely should. I mean, in my mind. Yeah. I guess, Chris, the more I hear from professional athletes, the more we talk to professional athletes, like, nothing really seems to bother a professional athlete. It just is like, I don't know. It's so weird. On the outside, everybody has these opinions, but on the inside, it's like, can he play? You said it the other day. I would like a football player to stand up and be like, yeah, he went in the fifth round because he... Wasn't a good dude.
Yeah, apparently he wasn't a good dude.
Like, you don't have to defend everything.
Right.
So, all right. Moving on.
Number three.
What?
I'm with you.
Oh, okay. The Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals, that is, selected Marvin Harrison Jr. with the number four overall pick in last year's draft. It was seen as a pretty good pick, and even though his numbers weren't great, some say he had a pretty solid rookie season. But entering 2025, head coach Jonathan Gannon says Harrison is primed to make significant improvements. Quote, when the staff's in place, the jump from year one to year two, I think that's where guys make a huge jump. And this guy played unbelievable ball for us. But if you talk to him, he'd be the first to tell you, I need to get better at these couple things. And man, he has went to work on them. He's went to work on them. He looks awesome there out there right now. End quote. Chris, is Marvin Harrison Jr. going to make a big jump, little jump, or no jump at all in 2025?
Depends whether I draft him in fantasy. If I draft him, he'll make no jump at all. If I don't draft him, he'll probably be great. I don't know. It's a hard one to tell. I don't know whether he was, you know, the game that he had one good game, and I guarantee it was against me because Greg had him last year.
And it was like first quarter.
Second game of the year, and Greg just destroyed me because Marvin Harrison went nuts. Then he was never heard from again. But that showed me right there that he's got the ability. So I think he's got a chance to make a big step. I'm surprised that a guy that's the son of Marvin Harrison Sr. wouldn't be able to get the tips necessary to make the step up, because I'm pretty sure he's got the skill. So yes, I think he'll make a step up.
Side note, Javier says the rapper NF is extremely good and powerful and doesn't swear at all.
Thank you, Javier. I'll look into that.
Also, Will Smith doesn't swear in his raps.
So. I won't look into that.
What? Getting jiggy with it?
Yeah.
Welcome to
punch
Miami.
Chris Rock.
Oh, my
Still
gosh.
Holding him out for that.
All right. Do I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to make a big jump, little jump, or no jump at all in 2025? I think he makes a little jump. I feel like the whole... And this is a scraby feeling, but... The whole thing with his jersey with Fanatics last year and how he was trying to get out of the contract, he seems like one of those guys who's very concerned what's happening off the field, not so concerned what's happening on the field. I wouldn't even say he had a good season last year, Chris. As a top five pick, he was a bust in year one. I would say that.
He was one of the very few top first-round picks that was a bust last year.
Last year. We're just saying last year. Jonathan Gannon's not going to say anything different because he probably knows that Marvin Harrison Jr. would be mad if he said anything else.
But I think he's got a chance to step up this year. I don't think Marvin Harrison Sr. will let him blow it again. Marvin Harrison Sr. was one of my all-time faves.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the problem with his son.
Maybe so. I don't know. Maybe he just assumed he could just be like his dad without giving the effort.
Maybe.
Number two.
Gotta give the effort.
LeBron James still is...
Can I... Yeah. I'm sorry. I heard a really good line the other day by the Tampa Bay GM.
Okay.
And I'm going to now apply this, talking about young and draft picks and things like that.
Okay.
The Tampa Bay GM, was it Light? Jason Light? Or you know what I mean?
I think it is Light.
Something like that. He said, we don't often miss on football players, but we do miss on people. I like that. The guys they draft are normally good football players, but it's hard to predict the people. You don't know who's going to put the effort in and who's not.
That's true.
And that's where they miss.
Which is kind of strange.
That was a really good comment.
It's kind of strange. He's right, and it was Jason. It's Light, L-I-C-H-T.
Okay, Light, yeah, right.
I haven't heard that yet, but that's a really good way of thinking about it. And... You're right. You have no idea what you're getting, which is kind of scary for these teams that are investing millions and millions and millions of dollars into maybe guys like Kyler Murray who have to get a video game clause put in his contract.
It also goes right back to what Travis Kelce just said. It shouldn't matter. Well, it kind of does, because the people, we don't know what kind of person you are on tape.
Yeah.
We need to, you know, try to predict it before we assign you, because the guys that aren't good people and don't work hard don't make it, no matter how much talent they have on their tape.
All right, LeBron James, he's still a superstar, but he's undeniably closer to the end of his career. He just completed his 22nd NBA season, and he and Vince Carter are the only two players in league history to play that many. If he returns next year, he will be the first player to ever play 23 years of NBA basketball. When asked how much longer he plans to play yesterday, he declined to answer. He said, I don't have an answer to that. I'll sit down with my wife, family, and support group, have a conversation with myself on how I want to continue to play. We'll see. End quote. I'm up first. How many more years do you think he has left? He's definitely coming back next year. to he's good enough to be coming back next year. I will say, once he is done with his 25th season, he's out.
25? So you're giving him 3 more years?
Woo. He's in good shape.
Yeah, he is.
And he's still playing high-level basketball. It sounds crazy, but yeah, 3 more years. What do you think, Chris?
I think last year is going to be it. I think next year's gonna be his last year. I know what I wanted to say. I didn't say it. I think next year's gonna be his last year. I don't think he's gonna want a goodbye tour though.
No.
I think that he is smart enough to read the room and know that if he asks for a goodbye tour, he's just gonna take endless from everybody.
Yeah.
Because
probably.
People are so critical of LeBron James in general.
They are. Yeah. So that's true.
I would not go for the goodbye tour. While that was a good idea for Dr. J, Kareem, and those guys back in those days, it'll be looked as too self-serving if LeBron does it and says, I'm retiring this year, because then that means everybody'd have to throw the goodbye party for him.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, and that would be awkward to every place you go have a goodbye party thrown for
well,
you.
Well, it wasn't so awkward when Kareem did it. Kareem did it, and it seemed kind of a cool thing to do back in the day, but not anymore.
Yeah, I mean, what was it? Derek Jeter went around all the stadiums and Mariano Rivera?
Yeah, some do.
Number one.
All right, I came across this the other day, and I think it's hilarious. I'm trying to pull it up on the YouTube right now. But it actually is, it's a video, a CBS NFL intro from 1977. And in 2025, almost every single clip of this thing is a penalty. So here we go. I love this sound.
Brown 45. Brown 45. Hot.
I love it. I love it. So they go to NFL Today, but then
I'm listening to the song.
Oh, sorry. I'll just completely wipe some guy out. That one was okay by Walter Payton. Terry Bradshaw getting suplexed. Someone literally just jumped on the back of a player. And then we got a clothesline. Every single big old face mask. So that was it for the video. But every single clip in this thing is a penalty in 2025, and it is hilarious to me.
I don't want to even say it's a penalty. I think everything in that clip
ejection
would be an ejection plus a fine and a suspension. You pick up Terry Bradshaw or the Terry Bradshaw equivalent now.
Yeah.
Like that guy did. Imagine picking up Patrick Mahomes off the ground, throwing him down on his head.
He would be going to prison.
Well,
for the rest of his
wouldn't
life.
Be playing in the NFL much longer.
No.
Clothesline? The kid got clotheslined in that one
he
clip.
He did.
That's why I say it.
And then someone just like literally jumped on the back of someone on the ground.
And face masks. Yeah, that's a funny clip. Look it up if you didn't happen to get to watch it there. But I just want to say this.
What?
Football was better then. Scrape. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Here's my question.
Okay, what's your question?
Do you want the game to go back to this?
No, it's okay. It looks kind of archaic now. It really does. You know, you're watching guys clothesline a guy. I mean, it's like from a movie, practically.
It is. It is.
I don't really need a guy clothesline. These guys are such extremely incredible athletes now that I think they would do some serious damage. Whereas back in the 70s, they just did some damage.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think you had to tidy up the game. But it was kind of fun back then when there was seemingly no holds barred.
I remember being at a 49ers game where I saw Ken Norton Jr. take on a receiver that was going over the middle. I remember, Chris, hearing the hit from the stands. It was that big of a hit. And I don't necessarily need the game to be like that anymore. It's kind of awkward to watch someone get demolished and then lie on the field unconscious for 10 minutes. Not a fan of seeing that anymore.
But tell me you wouldn't miss the days of Dick Butkus looking at Fran Tarkington under center. Fran Tarkington was about 110 pounds soaking wet. And Dick Butkus basically saying, I'm going to break through the line, I'm going to grab you, and I'm going to break you in half.
I do love it.
Before the snap.
I do love it.
I mean, if you're Fran Tarkington, you're a Hall of Famer, but that would be a little nerve-wracking.
I do love that.
Yeah.
I miss some of the big hits.
Yeah.
Because big hits were like, whoa, get you out of your seat hit.
Yeah. All right.
All right, that's it for the Big Five.
That's it for our get-together today. It was a lot of fun. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Don't go anywhere, Padre fans. A whole hour of commercial-free Padre talk in our roundtable. And then after that, you settle in for the Scraby Chronicles. So it's a big night ahead. Gwen and Chris, glad you joined us on 97.3 The Fan.